Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Gimel, and we are on Kuf Beis Mem Beis, the second line, at the beginning of the line, Tana Rabbanan. So let's go. Tana Rabbanan. Halokeach sada b'shem chaveiro ein kofanos alimkar. If somebody buys a field in the name of his friend, we do not force him to sell. V'im amar lo almanask, almanask kofanos alimkar. But if he says almanask, we do force him to sell. So we have no idea what this case means and what the case is. So the Gemara says, Mike Amar, what exactly is the case? What does it mean if you buy a field in the name of your friend, if you say Almanas, what exactly is the case? So says the Gemara, two possibilities. Amar Rav Sheshes, number one, is Rav Sheshes. Hachik Amar, this is what it means. And again, this is going to relate to the discussion of the Chachamim of Ma'arava, which we had yesterday. So Hachikamar, Rav Sheshes says, this is what the Braisa means. Halokech sada mechaveiro b'shem reish galusa. If somebody buys a field from his friend in the name of the reish galusa, meaning he pretends and says, I'm buying the field for the reish galusa. I'm buying the field for the head of the head of the galus, the reish galusa, just like the Nasi was in Eretz Yisrael, the reish galusa was in Bavel. And if he says, I'm buying it for the reish galusa, so the seller will be much more inclined to give him a good deal to make sure he sells it to him quickly. So he makes up a story, right? He really wants to buy it himself, but instead he says, you know, sell it to the Reish Galusa and I'm here for the Reish Galusa. Rashi says, Niskavin lahatil ema. He has kavana to be matil ema on the person. So after the sale goes through, in kofin oso Reish Galusa lumkar. So the seller sold it to the buyer. We don't force the Reish Galusa, who really didn't buy it. We don't force the Reish Galusa to go and write another shtar mechira that he sold it to the buyer. You don't force the Reish Galusa not involved. So we don't force the Reish Galusa to do it. V'im Amar, but if he says almanas, but if at the time of the sale he says almanas that the Reish, I want to buy it for the Reish Galusa, almanas that the Reish Galusa writes me a shtar, so then kofar the Reish Galusa galunkar, then you do force the Reish Galusa to sell. That's the pshat of the brayso. So now let's talk about it. Amar. Halokech sada b'shem reish galusa ein kofanos reish galusa limkar. Says the Gemara mechlal de mikle kanyalei. So what does it say? That the reish galusa, we don't force him to write a shtar to the buyer. But it's mashma that the buyer was kona it. It's just a question of whether we're going to force the reish galusa to write a shtar about it. So that everybody knows. Because if he doesn't write a shtar, one day, and Rashi explains, maybe the Reish Galusa is going to die, and the Yarshim are going to have this shtar in their possession that says the Mocher sold the field to them, and really never sold it to them. Really sold it only to this potential buyer who used the Reish Galusa's name for his benefit. But it's mashba that the only issue is whether the Reish Galusa's got to write the shtar or not, but me'ikar hadin, the sale took place to this buyer. So the question is, let me plead the B'nai Ma'arava. So is this arguing on the B'nai Ma'arava's opinion that we had yesterday? To Amri, who said, V'chimi hodiyo l'bal chitev sheik l'chitev l'bal bayis. Right? Who is the, remember we had yesterday, that who, if the person is changing what the Reuven gave money to Shimon to buy him wheat, and he bought him barley instead, or vice versa. Right? How does that work? Who told the Baal Achitim to be makne his wheat to the Baal Abayis? Meaning if a person is not acting perfectly b'shlichus of the mishaleach, so then the seller has to know about the mishaleach. So is this arguing on that? Because here the seller does not know about the buyer. He just sort of thinks he's selling it to the Reish Galusa. So the Gemara says, no, imishim halokash. That's not a problem. Why? Because the odi lebal sadeh v'odin lesadeh, what we're talking about here is a case where the bala sadeh really told the mocher, the kone, told the edim and told everyone there what's really happening. I'm just using the Reish Galusa's name in public so that people think this way. And even though the Mocher realizes that it's not really to the Reish Galusa, it's still worthwhile for the potential buyer to publicize that it's for the Reish Galusa, because everybody will think it's for the Reish Galusa and they'll still be forced to sell it at a good price, even if he really knows he's not selling it to the Reish Galusa. And he told the Edom about it. So that's why this case is, he knows, the Mocher really knows exactly who he is selling it to. The Rush just notes here that even though the Gemara is Shaka Vatari, to explain this shita like the B'nai Ma'arava, we don't pass in that way. The Gemara a lot many times, even though it has a machlokas, the Gemara tries to fit it in according to one shita, that does not mean that we pass in that way. He says, just like a few blad ago, last week, we had the whole discussion of Uman Kona B'Shevach Kli, and the Gemara went both sides trying to fit in all the brises according to each shita, even though we pass in an Uman is not Kona B'Shevach Kli, but And the Gemara tries to work it out according to all the different opinions. Okay, so that's how the ratio works out. Is the Reish Galusa interested in the sale? It doesn't say. Just that maybe his Yarshim, Rashi quotes, maybe he's going to die and his Yarshim will want to keep it. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, Ela Ima Seifa, what about the Seifa, the second half, the second line, Almanas Kovodas Reish Galusa Limkar. But we said Almanas, if he says Almanas that the Reish Galusa writes a star for me, then we force the Reish Galusa to write the star. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute, the Reish Galusa had nothing to do with this. All of a sudden, you're going to walk into the Reish Galusa's house one day and say, you have to write a star to this buyer. I'm high. Why are you going to make him do that? Let the Reish Galusa say, I don't want your coven that you're going to use my name. Oh, it's in the name of the Reish Galusa. And I don't want your disgrace that you're going to force me to write a star that, to lower me to have to write it, to write a star. I don't write stars. You know, it's beneath me. So therefore, says the Gemara, let's reject what Rav Sheshet said. So, different shot of the Braisa. Elamar Abaya, this is what the Braisa means. Hachi ka'amar. Halokeach sada b'shem chaveiro. If you buy a field in the name of your friend, meaning who? Reish Galusa. It's a question whether this is the Girsa or not. It's a parenthesis, but either way, it means the same thing. If you buy a field in the name of the Reish Galusa, ain't kofenes ha-mocher limkar zimna achrisi. Not that, nothing to do with forcing the Reish Galusa. We don't force the seller to write another star to the real buyer. After he writes one, the seller gets to the Reish Galusa. We don't later force him to write another star. The Imam Arlo, that's what Rashi says on top. Shahayelo lahasno, su lahodio, ksov shtari b'shem Reish Galusa. He should have said at the beginning, he set up a condition b'feirish. Shem yatsu asikin, era lahem shusha Reish Galusa, ksov li shtar acher b'shmi. He should have said both of those at the beginning. Write me one for the b'shem the Reish Galusa, so I have the strength of the Reish Galusa. And write me one that just lishmi, so that if I come, so if the Yarshi Reish Galusa come, it'll be for me. So we don't force the seller to write another star. But if he says Almanas, kofenes ha-mocher limkar. But if he says Almanas, obviously the mocher has to write another one. Period. So Omar Mar. So let's talk about this price again. This pshat of it. If he sells it to you, you don't force him to write another star. Pshita. That's obvious. If anybody ever spies something and there's a star mechira for it, so then you're allowed to go to him and say, you know what? I need another star mechira because it was all a fake. Of course, you can't force him. You sold it to him. You bought it from him, and he wrote you a star. That's it. It's finished. So where it says, no, ma'u de tema, mati amarle, me de yadis. Mati amarle, me de yadis, da nova na shaisha kilna. You know that I bought this for myself. You know that. You would have thought that he could say to the seller, upanchaya ba'alma hutakava avina. And I just wanted security. I wanted the strength of saying that I'm selling it to the Reish Galusa. Vizuze bichdilo shadina. I obviously don't throw away money for nothing. Ella adaita the kasav li shtar achrina. I obviously wanted you to write me another star. What? Who says they're selling buying things for the Reish Galusa? Obviously, I was just using it as a fake to have my Yado al ha'alyona, right, to have my hand above. So therefore, you might have thought that he can force the seller to sell him to write another star for him. Right? What does that mean? What's the big deal? To write another star. It's just to commission a sofer to write another star with the edim and all of that, all that's entailed. So kamash malan, no, da amale, because the seller could say, in yana avdi lecha, b'hadi ahud zavras le b'shmei. I knew that you were buying it for, and he had somebody else in mind, but I thought you had inyanim. Rashi says inyanim here means t'nai. I thought you made a condition with the other guy. I thought he would sell you, he would write you another star. Not, I don't have to write you another star. I, the seller. No, the person who you said it in the name of, like the Reish Galusa, I thought that you worked it out with him, that he was going to write you another star. So that's the chiddush. It's not pashut that the mocher wouldn't have to write another star, because you might have thought that it's obvious that he's doing this for security, kamash malan, not. When the Rosh quotes this line of Kamash Malan, the Havamina is that I would have, that the Mocher is allowed to say that I thought you had business with, the other way, maybe others, you knew that I was doing it for my security, Kamash Malan, that he could say that I thought you had dealings with the other person, you worked it out with him. When the Rosh quotes it, he does not quote it as such. He quotes it as, I thought that your dealings with him, and I don't want so many shtaris to go out in my name. He adds that line. I don't want somebody's shtaris to go out of my name because it's going to obligate me so much. I don't want lo ratzu shtaris alai. That's the language of the Rush. And the Yamshel Shlomo says, why does the Rush quote that line? Why did it just quote like the Gemara says? The Gemara says, you know, I thought you had dealings with him and you worked it out with him. The fact that the Rush adds this line, to amar le lo nichali de lifshu na alai shtara. So it sounds like that's, says the Yamshel Shlomo, that's how the Rush understands this line. The key is that he has a good reason to say that I don't want all these shtaris going out on me. He can't just taina, you know, I thought you worked it out with him. He didn't work it out with him. You never got out with him. So therefore, if there was no other reason, so what the Avraham Shlomo says, that we would say, Kofan al Midas Tom. What's the big deal? Write him another star. We had earlier, in Daf Yates, Daf Chav, Zen, Enev, Zalo Chaser. Just write him another star. What's the big deal? So if all, according to the Rush, if all he would say is, I thought you worked it out with him, that wouldn't be enough of an excuse. That's why the Rush adds, I thought you worked it out with him, and I don't want so many stars going out on me, on my name. That's a reason. It's a reyesa for me. That's why the Rush adds that. That's the only reason why we would say we don't force him. Ilo lota in hachi, elo damar in yana avilacha kofnoseo limkar. Then we would force him to do it. That was at the Rush. To look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri doesn't say anything about the reason, but the Me'iri adds one line. The Me'iri says that if he gives back the first star, he still cannot force him to write a second star. So says the Achronim from the Biurei Daf here, he quotes, so you might say the Miri's arguing with the Rush. Right? Because what does the Miri say? Even if you get back the first star, it's not going to be more staris. It's going to be the same number of staris. Right? You get back the first star, write another one. So says the in the Biurei Daf, he goes, no, maybe not. Maybe the point is the call that goes out when the star is written. And therefore there's going to be two of those, even though there's only going to be one star at the end, if he gives it back. So one is not forced to say that the Rush and the Miri are arguing. Okay, but either way, that is the addition of the Rush and the emphasis of the Yamshel Shlomo. Okay, that is all on the first part of the Braisa. So says the Gemara now, V'im Amar Lo Almanas, Kofra Samoka Limkar. So what about the second half? Also, Pshita, says the Gemara. If you say, Almanas, right, I'm buying this for you, Almanas, that you sell me, write me another star in the future, this obviously has to write another star. So the Gemara says, Pshita. So again, that's obvious. If you say Almanas, you can say Almanas anything. So Gemara says, "Lo, no. Sricha da Amar lahu l'sadi kamei di day chazu de shtara achrida kabaina." The case is where he says in front of witnesses, in front of the seller, "Guys, look, I want another star." That's what you said. So ma'u datei mamatzi Amar lei. So in that case, what's the havamina and what's the maskana? You might have said, "Matzi Amar lei amina shtara miheich de kashakalt bishmei ka'amrit." Right, he could say that the seller, could say that I thought you said that in front of witnesses, but I thought you said you were going to get another star from the other guy, just like the Havamin in the previous line. Kamash Bala, no. De Amar Lei, that the buyer could say, why do you think I said this in front of Adam, in front of you? Lahaki Tachi Vami Luhul Adam Kamach. Deminachu De Kabaina. No, I said it in front of Adam, in front of you, because you're the one that I wanted to hear, and you're the one that I wanted to have to write a star in the future. So that's the Havamin. Again, you said it in front of witnesses, and that's why the seller will be forced to write a star in this type of case. As Tosfos on top, if you said in front of witnesses, what do you need the whole seller for? Just have the witnesses write the other star, the new star. Tema, says Tosfos, on top. Im Kain, amait sorach litchok es reish galusa jechtolo star. Yechtov lu lo edim. Give us yoda jukon alatsvo. The edim know, so let the edim write the other star. You have to bother the seller for. So Tosfos says, you're right. It's just a case where the edim didn't want to. Yish lomar kagon to lo bo edim lelechle v'shar achrina. The edim didn't want to. That's what Tosfos says. But there's another daya, and that's the sheet of the Baal Amor. We discussed this Baal Amor at least once or twice before. We discussed this in Yevamos, right? Daf Lamed in Lamed Aleph in Yevamos, where that's the big sugya, and also Ksubas Daf Chaf. Those are the big two big questions sugyas where the concept of shtaros come up, and the problem of shtaros versus mipiyim v'lo mipi ksavim. We know there's something called a shtar, right? A document on halacha, where the document can say anything and it's held up in court. The problem that all the Rishonim ask on the concept of shtar is that we have a principle in Yevamos and Ksubis that says, mi pihem velo mi piksavam. You're not allowed to give edus b'shtar. Mi pihem, from the mouth of the witnesses, velo mi piksavam. The edim can't write their testimony. So how do you have the concept of a shtar? How does Reish Lakish say, edim ha-chasubin al-ashtar, nechkura, kamosh, nechkura, edusim, Right, so it's as if if stated in court and it's cross-examined in court. How does Beis Halakha say that? How do you put together Shvar versus Vipiyavol Mipiksavim? That is the huge sugya in the Rishonim. So the Baal Hamor says in Yevamos on Tesman Aleph and Daf Yerif, and Tosfos says the same thing at least in one day in Ksubas Daf Chaf, that Mipiyavol Mipiksavim is different than Shvar. V'li Nira De Pirak Hanachon Kach. Mipik savam hu shepasla idusam, aval mipik savo lo. Mipik savam is a problem, but not mipik savo. What does that mean? What Reb Chaim called das amischayev. A shtar is the concretization of the das of the person being mischayev himself in the shtar. Mipik savam is a problem when you have two witnesses testifying about somebody else. That cannot be written down. Mipik pihem velo mipik savam. But if it's mipik savo, his ksav, meaning the dasa mischayev ksav, the one who is obligating himself, is being recorded. That's a concretization of the commitment, and that's a shtar. That's not mipiyam lo mipik savam. The chol shtari halva umekach umemkar halova v'amocher hu shemitzava es ha'idim v'amar kisvu v'chismu. Right, that's what a shtar is. They say, write me a shtar, sign me a shtar, v'chein begitei nashim. V'ein ze mipik savam elo mipik savo. V'im iata omerkein, if you don't say that this is true, Akarta mashakasa b'kabbalah, where the pasuk says a navi in Yirmiyo, the kasuv b'sefer v'chasum ho'ed edim, or mikra malik kasuv b'torah v'kasuv l'sefer krisus. You see, if I get, you see, if I shtar mikne, the psukim talk about a shtar. You have to say these shtars are different. Alma koki agavna ksavo shelohu v'lo ksavim shel edim. That's all right. So, what is a crucial ingredient of a shtar? The dasa mischayev, where the person being mischayev himself in the shtar, whether it's a seller, whether it's a man by a get. All of that is a dasa mischayev, and that is a shtar. That's not mipiyam lo mipiksavam. Aval hecha deksavi minafshayu b'shtar. If the edim start writing a shtar by themselves without being commanded, so that is a problem of mipiyam lo mipiksavam. So one could suggest that's an answer to Tosa's kasha. Tosa said, why can't the edim write them themselves? What do you mean the edim? You can never write a shtar yourself. If you write your shtar, that's a violation. That's mipiyam lo mipiksavam. What you need is dasa mischayev, so you need the ingredients of the dasa mischayev to write a shtar.
So would it also make a difference if it's the seller or the buyer writing the shtar?
If it's the seller or the buyer, how could the buyer write a shtar to be mischayev of the seller? I'd say, but that's a case where he would have told him if he knew about it. If the seller knew that he would be having another star written about him, the question is who's going to have to commission it? But you still need that das mischayev. I saw one of the also, he says maybe Tosfos l'shitaso doesn't give that reason because it's a Tosfos in Bava Basra that says das mischayev is only needed by a star kinyan, not a star raya. And here by a deed, maybe you did the kinyan of the of whatever you're doing the kinyan on. With something else, but the shtar is just there, l'raya shabo, and then you don't need dasa mischayev for that. It's just there to prove afterwards, but not for, obviously, a shtar get. A get is a shtar kinyan, and other shtars in mechira could be a shtar kinyan. Okay, period. Let's continue. Rav Kahana Yav Zuza Akitna. Story. Rav Kahana gave money to buy flax. Gave money to a flax seller, and Tosfos says, second Tosfos, that the havamina here is that he did a kinyan on it already. He pulled the flax, he did a kinyan, he was magbia the flax, but he left the flax, but you know, he was running out. He says, you know what, it's mine, but you know what, you hold on to it for me. He didn't take it with him. So the flax is still by the flax seller. And lesof eiker kitzna, then flax goes up in price. So now, really, me iker hadin, Rav Kahana's flax went up in price. Right, that appreciated, and he should just get it back. Zavne marvata de kitna, but you know what, the flax owner wanted to do a favor to Rav Kahana. After the price appreciated, it went up, so he sold it for him, and he made some money for him. Also, l'kami de Rav, so Rav Kahana, they even came in front of Rav, amar lai ma'evid, ezel v'eshkol zuze, could I go and take the money? He sold the flax for me, which was really mine. So is there any problem with Michael taking the money? Because we'll see Rashi later on, is this mechzi karibis? Because I gave him $10 yesterday, and he's giving me $20 today. If he was giving me flax back, there wouldn't be a problem. It's not mechzi, right? There's no loan here, so it's not a ribbis daraisa. It's all about what it looks like. So if he's giving me my flax back, it's not going to look like anything. He's giving me the flax back. But if he's giving me money back, and he's giving me a week after I gave him money, he's giving me back money more than I gave him. It's that kind of smacks of ribbis. So Rav Kahana asked Rav, can I take it back? So Amar Lei, it depends. Sorry? Yeah, it's right, but it's right. But there, you dafka, if it's a trader, then you dafka gave it to him to do this for you. Here, you just left it there. So amale ki kazavni, e ki kazavni, amri haikitzen to kahana hu zil shkol. If the flax owner, when he sold it, said, this is kahana's flax. And there's a machlokas, by the way, at the beginning of Kedushin in Tosfos, whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen. So I remember, if you remember there, says that the wife of Rav Kahana took the opinion aben. Right in the sugya of Lididi Shavili. Tosa says, was he a Kohen? He says, different steering Gemaras. One Gemara says, yeah, he was a Kohen. Two Rav Kahanas. Tosa says one day, or the other day, it says that Rav Kahana's wife, Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen, but his wife was a Bas Kohen. So he took it for his wife. It was an amazing day in Tosa that a Bas Kohen's husband could also take Pidyon HaBen. Could also take the Hay Slime. So day in Tosa, we don't pass in that way. But anyway, so says the Gemara that if the seller said that he's selling it for Kahana's and Zil Shkol, then it's not a problem. Then fine. Then Rav Kahana could just take it because it's as if it went directly to Rav Kahana. But V'ilolo Tishkol, if he didn't say that, so then it's as if the seller really gave the money to the owner of the flax, and now it's going to go to Rav Kahana. So that really smacks of ribbis, and therefore it would be a problem. So the Gemara says, "Kaman kebnei marava damri miodila bal chidav shikla chidav bal mos." So what's the issue here? The issue, the difference is whether he said it or not is because we're choshish for the bnei marava shita that we had yesterday. That, by the way, we said we don't pasken like even in the name of the Rosh. But is it because of that? But 1 minute, atu miyav rav kahana arba v'shagal timni. Is it really a case of ribbis that he gave him four and he's taking eight? No, kitzim amelu daiker. What do you mean? It was flax. The flax appreciated. Migzal gazlua. The only issue here might be that the flax owner sold the flax without the permission of Rav Kahana. So that would be a case of stealing of gzela v'tnan. And the Mishnah says later, earlier, k'ol gazlana mishalma k'shasa gzela. Right? So you have to pay what it was worth k'shasa gzela. Right? At the moment, right? K'shasa gzela does not mean k'shasa gzela, the Rush says at the beginning of this parak. It says at the moment before the gzela. At the moment before you did the gzela, which was at the moment right before you stole it, right? Which here wouldn't make a difference, right? I'm sorry, the days there, but Shinui. You go by the sheet in the right before the Gzela. So here too, so you'd pay what is appreciated. So what's the problem here? There's no problem here. The only issue is not a ribbis question, it's a gazelle question. And therefore you should just have to give back the appreciated amount. So our answer is, Amri, we're misunderstanding the case. Hasam amonahavi, v'lamashki refkana lekitna. The case is here a case of Amana, where if Kahana paid the money for the flax, but the owner of the flax did not have flax at that time. Rav Kahana gave him money, and he said, you know what, I'm giving you money for when you get flax. That's called an Amana. But then Rav Kahana never did a kinyan. And what's the problem here? Rav Taimei, Sugya in Ezeo Neshach, in the fifth paragraph of Mimsiya, Dama Rav, Osten Amana Bepeiris, Veinosten Amana Bedamin. Rav says, when you give somebody money, and you are koveya the price right now. I'm giving you $100, and please buy me fruit when fruit is worth $5 a pound. You're koveya that right now. That's the market price right now. So you're allowed to do that, says the Gemara. That's not called ribbis, even if it goes... Oh, I'm sorry? I'm not sure. I'm going to have to do a lot of research before he's Onesha, right? all the phrases, all the lingo. So says Rav, that works, and you have and the buyer gives you that agreed upon price, even if the price goes up, he gives you that price as long as he gives you back fruit, but he can't give you back money because that's Mexican ribis. If he gives you back fruit, that's okay. So here, in this case, he's giving him back money. So that's why it doesn't work unless he notes that it's for Rav Kahana. Otherwise, it would be a ribbis issue. The Ritva says in Rav Metzia there on Daf Sama Gimel, that is called Amana because it's all based on Emunah. It's all based on Emunah. I give you money. And he says, Mishim da'azub Amana, why she imrasa lachzer bochozer, v'yafilu mishapar leka. Because let's say he says the fruit goes up in price or down in price. Let's say the guy decides, I don't want to do this because I'm losing money this way because I was koveyed a month ago. So there's no sale really took place yet. So there's a concept of mishapara, which we have in Bamitsiya, that anybody, Hashem who is poreya from the Dora Mabel and the Dora Flaga, for going back on their word, for doing what they did, should repay those who go back on their word. That's a curse of mishapara. So there's no mishapara here. So the guy could really go back on his word. So here it's all based on emuna. They believe each other, and that's why it's called a kinyan shel amana. But either way, that is the reason why He says here that the Rav had said that only if the buyer, of the owner of the flax, had said, I'm doing this for Kahana, is it not a problem? But if not, it would be Mechzi Keribis. Period. Okay, getting back to Gzela issues. Mas Nisan. Right, if you steal from your friend the Shavapruta, right, you have to, and you swear about it, you have to schlep back even to Madai. Gemara always uses Madai when it's a far place. We have the first parak in Kedushin. Right, what do we have? We have, if you give a woman something that's a tamara, a date, your mukudash is why? Shema Shavapruta ba Madai. Maybe it's worth a pruta in Madai, right? Madai things are worth more, right? I think we have the Maritz Chayes there that says that Madai things sometimes are worth more. So you have to schlep back. So interesting. So the Rishonim point out here that this is not a regular case of Gzela. A regular case of Gzela, if I steal something, and then you move away, and then I have to return it to you, there's no special din that I have to schlep back and incur the expenses from my wallet, you know, to get it back to you wherever you are. This is a, give it a bezdin. There's a special din here, as we'll see in the Gemara, in a case where you stole about it, right? This is the story, the parsha at the end of Parshas Vayikra, right? The parsha in the Torah that talks about Asham Gezelos, one of the Ashamos, where if I have something of yours, whether I stole something from you, or I found something of yours, and I denied it, and I stole, or you gave me a pikadon, right? Any of these cases where I have something of yours, and I deny, and I swear that I don't have it of yours, and then I admit to having it. So there's a triple punishment. You have to give back the money. You have to give back the karen. You have to give back a chomesh, a fifth, which is what we call 25%. It's a chomesh milavar. It's one-fifth of what it's altogether worth after you add on the chomesh, 25%. And you have to give a karban. You have to give a karban. Right? Karen chomesh va'asham. Right? That is the punishment of asham gazelos. So in that case, you have to bring it back even to Madai. Without the shvua, the Rush says beferish, you just have to let the gazla know, I stole it, I'm sorry. Right, without the shvua, but you don't have to schlep it back to Madai. Lo yitin lo lebanov lo leshlucha. You can't even give it to a son or to a shliach. Avol nosin leshliach bezdin. But to a shliach bezdin, then you could give because you assume that he's going to be by bezdin at some time. V'meis yachshul yarsha. But if he dies, then if the nigzal dies, you have to give it back to his yarshim. If he is not there in Madai, you give it back to his yarshim. Period. Let's stop there for a minute. The Menachas Chinuch has a big discussion. We could have this here or in other places as well. Fascinating discussion in Kuf Lamed, in the Mitzvah of Hashavas Gzela. What is the reason that a pruta is the low-level amount for the Isser of Maisa Gzela? Is it a shear like all other shearim in the Torah? Or the first parak in Sukkah? It's Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. All shearim. Kizayas, Kabetza, Revias, right? All those shiurim are halacha moshe v'sinai. Do we say that here too? And also here is halacha moshe v'sinai. Meaning less than a pruta, it's not a ma'isa gzela. Right? Just like less than a kezayis, it's not a ma'isa achila. Right? So do we say that? Or do we say, like a Gemara Sanhedrin seems to say, that really, even less than a pruta is a ma'isa geneva. But, people are mochel on less than a pruta. People are mochel less than a pruta. Come on. Right? It's still an aveira. But people are mochel on less than a prutas. That is a big, big discussion. Lamai nafkamina, he has seven nafkamina. Kedarka bakodesh, Ben Chassidah comes up with seven nafkamina. Number one, he says, is that, what about if you steal from a cherishot of a katan, who don't have the ability to be mochel? Right? What happens if you steal, number two, if the nikla doesn't know about it? Right? Yeshalomidas, kind of sugyas. You steal from him and he didn't know about it, so he can't be mochel. So is there a chiyaf hashava there? Is there a maisa gzela there? Right? So there too is, another second nafkamina. What happens, fascinating, if you steal, not this one, if you steal and he's screaming, I'm not mochel. Also a case where, he's not mochel. What about if you steal less than a shavar pruta and then the coinage is evaluated and now it's worth a shavar pruta? Or let's say you steal an object that's worth less than a pruta and then it goes up in value. So if you say, it's a din of machila, then finished. He was mochel at the time, he doesn't have to return it. But if you say it's a din of, you didn't do a maisa geneva, then here, and you did a maisa, and now it's worth a pruta. You have your friend's pruta. So now it goes by, you still have it, and it's now you should have to return it. What happens if you steal a half a pruta, and then you steal another half a pruta from someone? Two separate times, and then you're mekadesh a woman with it. Right, or your lulav, right? Right, one arava. So again, if you say it's a din of mechila, then it's automatically yours right away. eat by each half pruta. But if you say it's just a formal din of a maisa, then it might be mitzaref afterwards. Okay, different other nafkaminas, but that is the big discussion in mitzvah kuf lamid of the Minchas Chenech, an important... Oh, I said, what about a guy? He also talks about a guy. What about guy? So we know the Gemara Sanhedrin says a guy is not mochel. A guy is not mochel unless that's what a guy is chayiv on even less than a shavar pruta by gzeila. But what about, so if it's in a mechila, it would be chayiv. If it would be just a din of a maisa, it's unclear. You might say because they're not mochel unless they're pruta, so then the Torah has different definitions of a maisa gzeila by them. I'm not sure. Okay. Lamaisa, we paskin that the Rambam paskins by Geneva is even less than Shavapruta. It's an Isidar Raisa. Right? And the Magen Mishnah there says, like every Chatzi Shir in the Torah. So that's why the Magen Mishnah sounds like it's a regular din of Shirim. But that's what the Rambam paskins we discussed in the past for Zafa Meruba. We discussed the difference between Geneva and Gzela. The Rambam does not quote that same din by Geneva. Usur Ligzol Kol Shehu. He says, Usur Lignov Kol Shehu, which might have to do with the difference between Gneva and Gzela, Maisa Gneva versus Hefsin Mamon of Gzela, Reb Chaim's discussion that we had then. Okay, let's continue now. Second half of the Mishnah. Let's say the Ganav paid the Keren, the principal, but he never gave the Chomesh. Or the Nignav was Mochalim. You know what? I forgive you on the Keren. But you know what? The Chomesh is a special payment. The Torah says that you have to pay. I'm not Mochal on the Keren. Maybe he cannot be Mochal Karen. We'll have to see later on. Tomorrow's daf, actually. You'll see. The Chomesh. Or Mochal Azeval Azeval Chus Bipal Azeval Putin Bishop Karen. Or he's Mochal on everything except for the less than a Shavar Putin the Karen. Ainu Tzarachal El Chacharav. Lamaisa. All these cases have, if there is no Karen left, or there's less than a Shavar Putin in the Karen, he does not have to go after him to Madai. You don't have to schlep after him for less than a Shavar Putin of the Karen, or zero Karen. But if he paid the chomesh but he did not pay the karen, machal al chomesh lo machal al karen, or he was machal al chomesh not the karen, machal al zev chazav shem reputa shem karen, as long as he has karen left, he has to schlep after him, right? Because the karen is the ikker payment. We had this earlier in Meruba. What happens if he gave the karen and then after he paid the karen, then he swears that he gave the chomesh already, and then he says, oh, no, I'm just joking, I'm sorry. So he keeps swearing on the Chomesh. So, Harizim Shalim Chomesh, Al Chomesh. You got to give a Chomesh for the Chomesh, because that Chomesh turns into Karen, and now you have to pay a Chomesh on the Chomesh. Ashi Yisvayin, a Karen Mishavar Pruta, until the Karen gets less than a Shavar Pruta, and therefore, the halacha is you always have to swear on a Shavar Pruta. You have to have a Kfiras Pruta. If you don't have that, then it's not Chayiv not chayiv mishpua. The chayiv pikadon, by the way, as I mentioned, the same thing happens by a pikadon, not just by a ganav. If you have an object of someone's and you deny having it, the same halachas would occur. Shnemar obe pikadon, obe sumas yad, obe gezel, obe shalach hasham yiso. Right, you deny having paid somebody. You said you paid him wages already and you didn't. O matzah aveda v'kichesh b'manish b'al sheker, harizah mishalam keren v'chomish v'asham. In all those cases, that's called an asham gezelos, and the same halachas would apply. The same Minchas Chinuch, but later on in Oz Vav there, he just has a question which he leaves Sarachian, which is it's a strong kasha what the answer is. He says, we know there are different maximums. We had it earlier, Baba Kama Daftes, how much money do you have to spend on a mitzvah saseh? Not to violate a lo saseh, you have to give away all your money, says the Ramah, according to the Rashba in Hilchos Sukkah. But what about to do a mitzvah saseh? So you have to spend a certain amount of money. Right, at shlish, at hamavaz b'levavaz yosef b'chomesh. There are different requirements. But here, all of a sudden, you have a mitzvah of hashavas gazela. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, no, you don't have to. If you didn't make a shvu, you don't have to. And if you made a shvu, if it's only the chomesh, you don't have to. Why not? It's a mitzvah asay. Spend a little money for the mitzvah asay. He says, sorachin, I don't know why. He says, manishtana mitzvazu mikol shara mitzvahs. So I thought that was in Yonah Diyoma. Right, he says, Vanishtana. He says, I don't know why you don't have to spend the money. Sarachian. We have to think about it. Maybe even on a Daraisa level, it's like a Takanas Hashavim. Right? But why wouldn't you have to schlep back? Right? It's for the Chomesh. Or even if it's he doesn't understand it. Why there's this limit on the Mitzvah Zasei. Okay, we'll have to leave it as a Sarachian, but that is the Minchas Chenech. We've discussed in the past also, in Meruba we discussed, we'll discuss it again at the end if we have time, what the nature of Chomesh is. Comes up also tomorrow. How much is Chomesh a mamon payment? Mamonis? Meaning it's, you have to pay the Karen, and the Torah says you also have to do this. But the focus is on Mammon, the focus is on the Nignav. He's getting money, he's getting a little more than he's used to, than he's supposed to get, but it's still a Mammon payment. Or is Chomesh more of a Kapara than about Mammon? Right? Kufra, Kapara, and not Mammon. And again, it's more focused on the giver than the receiver. And a major nafkamina might be mechila. The Mishnah seems to say you can be mochel on the chomesh. But mechila, if it's, right, we have it by the issue of paying for eating a zar she'achal truma b'shogeg. Right, if zar truma b'shogeg, he also has to pay a special payment. So is that 2 days in Tosfos Ksubis, whether you're a kohen can be mochel that? It might not be his jurisdiction to be mochel because it's your kapara. I can't be mochel your kapara. Right? But if it's a mammon payment, he can't. So that's a big sugya in chomesh. Which again comes up in the Gemara. The Gemara obviously has the Chomesh Mamon or Kapara on tomorrow's daf. Okay, let's continue. So Nishbalo in Lo Nishbalo Lo. This whole sugya only applies if he took a shvua that he owes him money, and not if he didn't take a shvua. So Mani Lo Rabbi Tavrin or Rabbi Akiva. Who is the author of our Mishnah? It's not Rabbi Tavrin or Rabbi Akiva. Ditanya, because the Brisa says really it's a Mishnah. Gazal Echad Mechamisha. It's a Mishnah Yivamis. Gazal Echad Mechamisha. V'lo Eini Yodea Eizem Mehen Gazal. I stole from somebody. I don't know which person I stole from. There are five people here. The kol echad of Omer Osi Gazal. And each of these five people say, you stole from me. So what's the halacha? So, miniyak gzela beinemu misalik. You just leave the money and run. Right? You leave the gzela in front of them and you run. Divrei Bitarfin. Bitarfin says, that's enough of hashavas gzela. You leave the money and run. Where do you leave the money? So machlokas in the Rishonim. Rashi in Bamitzia, not here. Rashi in Bamitzia says, he keeps it. That's what it means, miniyak gzela beinemu. It just means he keeps it until it's proven otherwise. Just keeps it. But Tosfos on Amud Aleph, on Kufta Amud Aleph, and the Rashba here says, no, it means give it to Bezdin. Give it to Bezdin. It doesn't mean kol to Olam Gvar. It doesn't mean everybody just pounces and whoever gets it. It means give it to Bezdin. That should be Tarfin's Shita. The Shamas Yana Balacha here has an important line where he says, what do you mean you just leave it there? Isn't this a Safik Daraisa? Safik Daraisa, Safik Zela, Safik Daraisa. Shouldn't you have to pay everybody? Because Safik Daraisa Lachomra. Or shouldn't you have to pay everybody? So she says, first of all, once they get it, it's also Safik Gezeva. Because who says it's theirs? Now it's Safik Gezeva for the other way. So how's it going to be better if you pay all of them? Number one. Number two, says the Imre Tzvi, the Shramas Yad Malacha here, quotes the Imre Tzvi, says no. A neged, the Safik, there's a rove neged each one of them that is not theirs. Each one of them says it's mine, but there's four other people that say it's theirs. So there's a rove against them. And there's a Muchzak money. He's holding the money. So there's a rove and chazaka against this Safik Daraisa. So that's why, you know, Rabbi Tarfin says, just leave it there. Just leave it there. That's all. That's good enough. So that's Rabbi Tarfin Shita. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lozu Aderech Motsiyatem Yaveira. Rabbi Kiva says, no way. This is not good enough to be Motsiyu from Aveira. Some Rishonim say this just means Lasi Sidei Shemayim, because of that Lashon. Achi Yishalem Zelo Kolachar Vechad. You got to pay each one of them. You got to give each one of them, says Rabbi Kiva. So Mani. So there's a lot of lumdis. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. But either way, Mani. Who is our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Tarfon. If our Mishnah is like Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon. Afagad dish tabe. Amar manik zel b'neim u'misalik. Rabbi Tarfon says, even if you swore about it, just leave the money there. Right? So you see, Rabbi Tarfon is not forcing somebody to go above and beyond. Like Rabbi Tarfon wouldn't make him go to Madai. Right? Just leave it there. You see, he has a much lesser of a chi of hashava. Rabbi Akiva, and what about if it's Rabbi Akiva? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva say Avagav de Loishtava Amarach Yisham Gzel Kol Echad Ve'Echad? Isn't Rabbi Akiva that he means you have to pay everybody even if there was no Shvua, and therefore it's against our Mishnah? So who is our Mishnah like? So we're going to have two possibilities today, and the third one tomorrow. Number one, Leolam Rabbi Akiva. This is going to go down to five lines from the bottom. This possibility, Leolam Rabbi Akiva. He. When does Rabbi Akiva say you have to pay each one? Only if he swore. Who says that it was even if he didn't swear? When does Rabbi Akiva say you have to pay each one of them to go above and beyond? Only where Shavua took place. Just like in our Mishnah, you have to go to Monday only if a Shavua took place. My time, why? To Amar Kra, Lasher Hu Lo, Yitzinu B'Yamash Masau. It says there in Vayikra, to the one whose it is, after you swore, you have to give it. On the day of your Ashma, on the day that you swore. Rabbi Tarfon, Avagav de Ishtapa, Avad Rabbanan Takanta. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, even if you took a Shua, the Rabbanan made it easy for you and made a Takana. Titania Blazer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Takana Gedola Hiskinu, a great Takana, Chazar Misakein, Shemhaisa Hotza Yetzera La Karen, if the expenses to give it back to the Ganav, is even to the Nignav, is even more than the principal itself, Mishalam Karen, Vachamish Lebezdin, just give it to Bezdin. Right? You see, that's a takana. You see, Bezin makes takanas hashavim for people to do tshuva. Umevi ashama umeschaper lo. And then you give it to Bezin. Then you just bring your carbon, and that's it. You have a kapara. Rabbi Chanan says, 1 minute. It's amazing. You're able to give it to Bezin and then just bring your carbon. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You give it to Bezin and you can already bring your carbon. The Torah says you have to do them before. You can't, right? It's like Tov v'Sheres Biyado. You can't bring your carbon without doing the mitzvah yet. So says Rabbi Chanan, it must be Hefker Bezin Hefker. When you give it to Bezdin, it's as if you gave it to the other person. Bezdin is zochin on behalf of the other person. It's as if you fulfilled your mitzvah already. That's what you have to say. Right? Maybe Yeshua Momus Kaperlo. He says his lashon is, this is in Psachim Kuf Lamed Gimel, Sarach Lomar Kivan de Mitam Hefker Bezdin, Paka Chiyuvo, Miskaper Ba'asham Greda. Kivan to Eino Chayev Yoser. Basically, Bezin could decide about money. What, is this Sheval Tasa? They could say this is enough. Okr Dover Ben Atzorba Sheval Tasa. It also might be related. Okay, so maybe Hashem will miskaper bo. The Shimon Kabatzis also here says this only applies, quotes a Deya, this only applies, this Takana Gadola, only if you're returning the item. If you're returning money because you lost the item, then you have to schlep it back. The takana was only visal of the item, just like takana sashavim we had, right? So you might say it relates to what we discussed also in Meruba. Again, 7th, 9th, and 10th parak is all one big sugya, as we mentioned. That's why it all relates. The difference between restoration and compensation, right? If you're giving back the item, then you're restoring what was. Whatever you have, he's going to get it back, so just give it back to Bezdin. If it's compensation, it's already lower than what was, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, Kiyavad Rabban and Takanta, Hechad Yadalaman Gazlei, Tukabahadde Mona Lamare. 1 second, Rabbi Akiva holds, when did the Rabban make a Takana? Only Hechad Yadalaman Gazlei, Tukabahadde Mona Lamare. Rabbi Akiva, how can you suggest that this is our mission like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva only says the Takana if you know who he stole it from, but it's too hard of a schlep to get it back to him, and it's too expensive, so you give it to Bezdin. But Gazel Echad Michamisha Delo Yadalaman Gazlei, Delo Hadder Mona Lamare, Lo Avrabban Takanta. But where he does not know who he stole from, so maybe that's true. Maybe the Rabbanan didn't make such a takana, and therefore it wouldn't be good. Period. Matzah Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. 1 second, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says we have another formulation of the Gemara of the Machlokas, which doesn't fit into our Mishnah at all. Amar Rav Shimon Elazar Lo Nechul Gor Bitavon Rabbi Kiva Ashlokah Echad Mechamisha Ve'Ini Yodei Eze Mein Lokach Shimon Yechtem Mekach Ubeinim Umistalek. If you bought something from five people, and you don't know who from who. And they're all saying, you bought it for me, pay me, Almana. And they all say it, so there, everybody agrees, just leave the money there. Right? Everybody agrees like Rabbi Tarfon said before. Almana echle gusha gazal echad michamisha b'di adam b'ni dea izmein gazal. The whole machlokas is only by gzela. Rabbi Tarfon omer b'ni gzela b'neim u'mistalik. Rabbi Kiva omer in l'takana shisham gzela kol echad v'echad. That's where the machlokas is only by gzela. But 1 second, v'isakad echad ishtaba. If the machlokas is only where there was a case of a shvua, mali locha mali gazal. So he swore falsely. If he swore falsely in both cases, what's the difference between buying and swearing? He did something wrong in both cases. There shouldn't be a difference. A. The old Masav Rav, and also, let's give another kasha. Maisa b'chassid echad shalach b'shtem de'adam. There was a story about a chassid that bought from two people. V'lo ha'yodei ezmein lachach, and he doesn't know from who he bought from. U'bal l'fnei Rabbi Tarfon, and they came in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Amalo hanach me'macha b'neimu m'saleh. Leave the mekach there, and just leave it there. Only one person. U'bal l'fnei Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, Amalo ein l'cha takana chish t'sham kol echad v'echad. No, you got to pay each one. V'isak adaitach t'mishtaveh. Chassid mi'mishtaveh b'shikra. And if it's a case of a chassid, would a chassid swear falsely with somebody who the Gemara categorizes as a chassid swear falsely? If the whole chiyuv is based on the shvua, right? Like we said, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's all based on the shvua. So would a chassid swear falsely? And if you want to say b'chitem in the mishtav of a hadra v'chassid, maybe the chmais of a chassid echad is because he swore falsely before he became a chassid. And now he's a chassid. No, this says v'ha'kol hechad darmina ma'isa v'chassid echad. The Gemara says whenever it says chassid echad, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, it's one of those two Rabbi Yehudas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, chassidim de mikar have. They were always chassidim, right? So therefore, you have to say that they have to. If you call them a chassid, it must be there's no shvua there in that story. So you see, there's a chiv even without a shvua. So we are stuck. Who is our Mishnah like? So, I guess we'll stop here. Ella, the Gemara is going to come on to a second possibility, and on the title of the next Amud is going to have a third one, Ella Amarava. Who is the Mishnah like? Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, or is our Mishnah a different type of case? So, it'll be different possibilities. Period. The the Shamas Yom Halacha here, another Achronim just point out that this Rashi in Sukkah seems to say that Chassid, if the Gemara ever mentions a Chassid, right, says the Chassidim dance by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it says a Chassid there always means a Chassid Meikaro. So then the Gemara here says, oh, Dafka these two. What's unique about these two? It always means Chassid Meikaro. So he says there, maybe Kol doesn't always mean Kol. Sometimes Kol means Rove. Right, we had that before, that the Taz says in Echos Rosh Hashanah. What do we mean when we say in Shemona Esrei, Meloch al Kol Olam Kulo Bechvodecha? What do you mean, Kol Ha'olam Kulo? Just say Kol Ha'olam Bechvodecha. What's Kol Ha'olam Kulo? So the Taz says, you don't say Rubo Kekulo. It's Mamish. Kol Ha'olam Kulo Bechvodecha. Right? So therefore, sometimes Kol means Rove. So therefore, here too, maybe Kol means Rove. And therefore, Chassid, you know, might not always mean Meikaro, but here, at least these two, it definitely means they were Chassid and Meikaro. Okay, we'll stop here. And we should have a good Shabbos.